Welcome back to Sports Day. SA, Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, all thanks to Weeks. You can get a $25,000 cash discount, helping more families build their dream home, enjoy more. Visit Weeks. And our cricket update for Keno, let's welcome Matt Renshaw, one of Adelaide Strikers' best batsmen. They need a win, Blighty, 5-6, so it's every game crucial. They play the Heat at the Adelaide Oval, and Matt joins us now. Matt, thanks for your time, and yeah, I think you need to win the next two or three on the trot.
Yeah, definitely. I think with the table this year, it's very tight between sort of second and seventh. So fortunately, we're coming up against some teams around us. So if we can beat them, we can sort of jump them as well.
Have you felt, Matt, it's been a little bit hit and miss? I mean, we've had some outstanding bowling performances and then we've had some good batting, but it's been a struggle to put them all together.
Yeah, it sort of has been that this year. The bowlers, I feel, have done really well throughout most of the season. And then us batters sort of have a couple of good games, couple games where we're sort of misfiring. So hopefully over the next three games and then into hopefully the finals, we can all fire and put some good performances on the board.
Matty, just digressing slightly with the test team and all that, and obviously Australia lost that series. It's been interesting looking at the openers. I heard a stat the other day that obviously David Warner's been there for most of it, but he said 20 different opening partners, I think, since he's been in. And your record of average of 34 in your 11 tests is as good as anyone else's. Have you taken that on the chin, or do you think, oh, come on, you guys, give us another crack at it?
No, I think I had a couple of tough tours in the subcontinent, which probably don't help the record either. But it was sort of the runs around first class time when the teams were getting selected that I didn't perform just before series. So I'd love to play a lot more cricket for Australia. It's just sort of, I've got to get back to firstly probably opening and then scoring some runs in Shield cricket.
That's interesting, Matt. There's not many people really stamping their flag. Pekoski did, scored a lot of runs, got his chance. But we look at the spinners outside of line, there's no one absolutely jumping the gun there. Fast bowling, maybe Pattinson and Richardson. But the batsmen, I reckon if you can get out there and score some big hundreds, you have a massive chance again, because, as I said, not too many knocking down the door.
Oh, I think if you sort of look at the season that we had before Christmas, a lot of batsmen were scoring runs. So it's sort of, there's a lot of good players in Australia. So it's sort of, if you do get an opportunity, it's about taking it. I think there's so many good batsmen across every state that it's a really challenging sort of time at the moment for batters.
Do you think they've got the schedule right? You play your Shield cricket, there's a massive gap till you play again. Then all the Big Bash games. Would you like to tweak that, or are you happy with that as a cricketer?
Yeah, it's sort of a catch-22 in that, right? Getting some good cricket in before the Test series, but then it's really hard for blokes to push their case. Obviously, this year was very different, but you had guys like Michael Nesser and Mitchell Swepson just sitting on the sideline, not able to play any cricket to push their case forward for the Test selection. So, I don't know. It's obviously Big Bash time around Christmas is awesome, but there's still, I think they having those two Australia A games against India beforehand was a very good idea as well.
Matt, you've involved with the Strikers, obviously, and living in Adelaide. Have you enjoyed your time in Adelaide so far? And what have you found a really big plus about it, or a minus?
I've really enjoyed it. Obviously, it's a bit different this year with all the restrictions that we're under, but going to different places at different times. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Big plus for me being from Brisbane is that I can just drive down 20 minutes down the road and get to a beach.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable. They have beautiful beaches here. So I've just been to Henley Beach, actually, and loved it. Beautiful day. So I had a good swim and recovery before tomorrow's game.
Have you kept in touch with, obviously, the Brisbane Heat players? You're playing them coming up. When's that? Tomorrow night, is it? Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah. So you would know a few, obviously, a lot of those guys.
Yeah, a lot of them are teammates in the Queensland Bulls set up, and then going through my years at Brisbane Heat as well. So got a couple of really close mates there. So it should be a lot of fun playing to them tomorrow night. I know it was when I played at the Gabba.
Have Travis Head and Michael Nesser been confirmed? We hear they'll be available. They'll play?
I'm not entirely sure, but I feel like if they're in the squad, they'll probably play. I'm not a selector, so I can't really say that. But, yeah, it'll be nice to sort of have those two guys come back into the group. Having, obviously, Trav being the skipper's a big inclusion, and we all know how good Ness is in that sort of all-rounder spot. So, yeah, it's exciting to have two guys of their calibre back in the squad.
Our guest is Matt Renshaw. Matt, what about the little, not argument, but yet get a send-off for Kane Richards? That was blown out of all proportion. Do you know Kane well? Was that take us through what happened there?
Oh, it was probably blown out of proportion a fair bit by the commentators and all the social media and that sort of stuff. He had a few words to Phil Salt when he got him out, and then had a few words to me. So I was never shy to sort of back my teammates up, and he sort of just stood there, and we were just trying to tell him to get off and finish the game already because. Yeah, it didn't look too great on the field, having a look back at it.
Do all you guys know each other reasonably well? You play the Shield cricket, you play the Big Bash, you get around, you play for different teams. So do you know Richo reasonably well or not?
Yeah, I know I'm not too bad. There's a few guys that you know a lot more, and you know other guys, a couple not too well. So, but yeah, everyone sort of knows everyone in the system. So it's a lot of fun throughout the time, but... Yeah, when you have those little stouches, it can always be interesting, to say the least.
Matt, Jason Gillespie's the coach for the first time this year with the Strikers. Does he talk about his 200 he made in Test cricket and teach you how to bat, or does he stick to the bowlers?
No, he absolutely loves bringing that up. I was walking home with him after one of the games, and I'd heard rumours that he liked to talk about it, so I was walking home with him and Joey Dawes, and I sort of started prying him a little bit about it, and he was very quick to take off and talk about how tough it was over there and how tough it is to get a Test double century. So I'm going to have to take his word for it because I don't have one. But, yeah, he loves talking about that.
So, but just going about, technically... Does he help you with your batting? I mean, obviously, you've batted a lot. I would have thought you would have been at the crease a lot longer than Jason ever would have been. But does he try and help you out technically, or have you got someone else to help you?
No, he's not too much on the technical. It's probably a lot more of the game plans and the matchups that we've got in the Big Bash. Going from coming in as well, it's probably tough for him to talk about technique. It's just more feel in 2020 cricket and what options work and what options don't work. But... talk to all the coaches about the sort of matchups and the game plans.
Matt, take us through a delivery from Rashid Khan, whether you played against him or in the nets or playing with him. He bowls lots of wrong uns and he seems to bamboozle just about everyone. What makes it so difficult as a batsman to play against Rashid?
I think it's the pace from Rashid Khan. Obviously, he's got a bit of turn both ways. And you're not sure which way they're going from a picking aspect. But, yeah, it's more the pace and the sort of gathered speed off the pitch as well. I know playing against him, I was trying every little trick to try and pick him. And still probably one of my favourite moments in my Big Bash career, I picked a wrong one off him and left it. And it was just a dot ball, but it's one of the weirdest favourite moments of my career.
Yeah, it was the best ball I've ever left. Yeah.
There you go, I can pick you, Rashid. Yeah. And Blighty and I were talking before about young fast bowlers. Riley Meredith, you would have come up against him. He seems to be bowling express pace. Do you think he's got a future in Australian colours down the track?
Yeah, I faced him in the Shield, hub and in the Big Bash. He can obviously bowl a quick ball. It's probably just more whether his body can stand up to it. And yeah, obviously pure pace is never fun as a batsman. So I presume if he can stay in the park, take some wickets, which he always seems to do in the Big Bash, he'll be not too far away.
Well, Matt, great to speak with you. Hopefully get some amongst the runs. Travis Head's back and Strikers need to get back on the winning list to make the charge in the finals. Thanks once again.
All right, thank you.
Matt Renshaw there from the Adelaide Strikers. It's a good little stat you brought up, 34. I thought he was a very technically correct bat when he played. Yeah. Like the old style, left-handers.
I didn't say this, but he's only 24.
He was only 20 when he debuted,
I
think.
Yeah, I know. So I wouldn't say it's all over for him. You just need to play cricket, though. You need some Shield games, don't you, to get some form up?
Oh, most definitely. All that for Keno, only a dollar a game with the draw every few minutes. There's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today, gamble responsibly. Well, that's it for us, Malcolm. Another interesting show. You start off, should Tasmania have a team? Should they hold the gun, if you like, the AFL's head? I think they should. I think they're... You said they could do it different ways. But for me, Tasmania have always been a football state. I know they're not a big state. They're a minnow, but they deserve a chance rather than bringing teams in all the time.
Yeah, they've been a bit checkered with the drafting, though. There's been a little quiet patches down there, too.
Well, I think that's because their league's diminishing.
That's right.
I think it'd pick up again if they've got an AFL team.
Yeah, probably.
And we also rated the players. That was a bit of fun, too.
Yeah.
How I rated them against
one
of the writers.
Yeah, there was some were good and some weren't. But that's pretty much every series of cricket I've ever seen, anyhow.
Yeah, what's for tea tonight?
Something very, very nice.
As always. Blighty, that's it for us. See you the same time tomorrow between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Bye, David.